I went to Columbia University in New York City for a year. I didn't like Columbia very well. A big university in the very heart of a big city, it didn't seem to me to have what I thought was a feeling of college life or campus life. And then, at that time, there was prejudice at Columbia. I had difficulty getting a room in the dormitory as a Negro student. And then, being interested in writing, I wanted to become a member of the staff of the Columbia College newspaper, The Spectator. And so I tried out for it. You had to go through sort of preliminary test and show some ability. And do you know what they assigned me to? Me, a Negro student, they assigned me to Society and Fraternity News. And they knew very well that I had no access to most of the fraternity houses or dances that the white students went to. And so I was unsuccessful in making the staff of the Spectator. My father had wanted me to become a mining engineer. By that time, I'd made up my mind that I'd like to be a writer. We didn't agree on objectives. So at the end of the year, I wrote my father in Mexico City and told him that I had decided to try to be a writer. And if he didn't approve of my plans, he needn't send me any more money. Well, he didn't send me any more money. I found myself in New York City with only $13 at the end of my college year. And that is what I started out in life on. Ever since that time, I've been making my own living. And with this $13, I went down to Harlem, got a room, and began to look for a job. Here on the edge of hell stands Harlem, remembering the old lies, the old kicks in the back, the old be patient they told us before. Sure, we remember. Now, when the man at the corner store says sugar's gone up another 2 cents and bread one, and there's a new tax on cigarettes, we remember the job we never had, never could get, and can't have now because we're colored. So we stand here on the edge of hell in Harlem and look out on the world and wonder what we're going to do in the face of what we remember.